Thanks for sticking with us during the break. You were listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network. Guys, when my voice gets low, you know what time of the week it is. Bringing on two honorary captains of the week. First, Evan DiMaggio, inside linebacker, Furman Paladins, and alongside him, John B. Tripoli, managing director, Northwestern Mutual, Greenville, South Carolina. John, I will start with you. You're the older of the bunch, typically. I have a lady on the show, ladies first, but you, thank you so much for giving the show some time this week.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And Evan, for you, I cannot thank you enough. Collegiate athletes, especially football players, have very busy schedules. Taking some time out of yours to talk to myself, John, and Paladin fans, and everybody else joining us in this fight against childhood cancer. So for you, sir, I thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Guys, I said it when I intro it. This is my favorite segment on the show, my favorite part of the week, and I really, really mean that. I think what we're doing is very special. The FCS Athlete Challenge, the fight against childhood cancer. It's us here at FCS Nation. It's you guys at Northwestern Mutual, John and Evan Furman, and your case and 10 other athletes around the country this year. We are fighting to put an end to childhood cancer. We are fighting to raise funds to put an end. We are fighting to raise awareness so more people know what's going on and how they can contribute. And we right now are giving them an opportunity to contribute and be a part of the fight with us. 11 athletes from 11 different schools around the country. They're competing because why not? It's what we do as athletes. We compete to raise the most money. It is head to head to head to head to head. I can go down the list of the 11 athletes. Evan, have you had a chance to actually scour the list of the 11 athletes on this list? Because they're not just normal athletes. You got guys like David Walker who are going to get drafted on day one and day two in the NFL. You have guys like yourself whose name rings bells all over the country and probably the world, and just really high caliber, high class kids first and foremost, and young men. Have you had a chance to kind of go down the list and see some of the names and do some digging and some research?
I've definitely seen a few of the names before, and they play for some great teams in the FCS, and I've researched them a little bit, and I'm just excited to be able to work with those guys.
And John, I'll start with why Evan. I talk about when I mentioned the caliber of athletes that we have, it's not just go down the roster and pick a name, right? These guys are hand-picked. Kind of talk about the process of how Evan was selected to be a part of the fight and represent you guys.
Yeah, no, we're super excited to partner with Evan. First of all, he's at an incredible institution, Furman University, right up the road here in Greenville. Secondly, he is a leader. So Evan's athletic skills on the field speak for themselves. He is he's a school leader in terms of sacks, his linebacker activity. He's known amongst the fan group, just an incredible presence. And more importantly, he's a leader on the team. As a captain, he's looked up to. He has presence. He is so presentable and aligns himself in his scholastic studies and at a team level with purpose. And I knew that the first time that I had a chance to meet Evan and learning about his family history coming from a small town in Georgia and how he picked Furman University and what he's about. So we're super excited to work with people like Evan, right, that are leading in multiple ways and manifesting leadership for a great cause here with Child Cancer and Northwestern Mutual.
That's really well said, John. And I think nobody better to represent a company of your guys' stature and nobody better for us here at FCS Nation to have on our show and to be one of the 11 athletes around the country leading this fight that wouldn't be possible without Alex's Lemonade Stand and the Foundation. They are a leading childhood cancer research organization that provides support, whether you're local or around the country, who need travel so their children can get life-saving treatments. I'm going to get into some numbers here in a second that will blow your mind, and they blow my mind every single week. Numbers that Northwestern Mutual and Alex's Lemonade Stand together have accumulated towards putting an end to childhood cancer. Evan, I want to ask you what this partnership means to you. I ask this because I think it gives Paladin fans an opportunity to learn who you are underneath that bucket, right? Behind that face mask. And I don't think we have that opportunity enough in the FCS. And that's why I'm very proud of this platform and this partnership. But for you, when you were approached, you gave it some thought. I'm sure it was a no-brainer, obviously. But just as a whole, what does all of this mean to you?
Yeah, when Coach Hendricks first came up to me and told me about this opportunity, I looked at it and was like, wow, like this is so me. Like I felt like it was a great opportunity. And once I met the people at Northwestern Mutual, it was really just awesome. They're an awesome company. And meeting Mr. Tripoli, it was a great experience. And I've had people in my family affected by cancer. So it really just hit home, and just being able to work with Alex's Lemonade Stand and just, bring donations to help cause is what it's all about. So
you're damn right, Evan. It is what it's all about, and you're doing a good job leading so far. You kind of just touched on something that I wanted to ask you, and I'll ask you as well, John. But Evan, have you been affected in any way, shape, or form, whether it was a child in your life, a family friend, or an adult that's been affected by this horrible disease?
Yeah, I've had adults in my life affected. My dad's dad, I've never really met him because he died of cancer when my dad was young. So I've definitely had a few people affected in my personal family.
And John, the same question to you. Have you been affected by this in any way, shape, or form that makes you just a little more passionate about what we're doing right now?
100%. First, professionally, right? I'm in the business of working with people every day and doing financial planning. We are with our clients over the course of their lifetimes. And much of the planning we do is helping protect those families against situations that, are very, very tragic. And cancer often is a big part of that, right? So I have so many client relationships of people passing early, people going through disability events because of cancer situations. And recently, one of our best friends here overcame breast cancer in a very significant way. So we're involved locally here with all different charitable organizations, not only that, but the great work that Northwestern Mutual is doing, specifically focused in pediatric cancer. And the numbers there, Stone, and I know you're going to go over it, but they're unbelievable in the impact and the need. So the impact that we can have, and more importantly, the need for us to have impact specifically, is significant.
Yeah, since 2012, Northwestern Mutual has donated more than, clean your ears, folks, $60 million to the cause overall, and have funded more than 700,000 hours of research through their partnership with Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation. That right there is ridiculous. And I think just to take it a little bit further, as a company, Northwestern Mutual, of course, they understand the financial burden that cancer treatment alone is tacked upon somebody. Just to have donated that much money in just a little over a decade is ridiculous. John, dig a little deeper into your guys' partnership with Alex's and kind of what it means, not only to your office, but Northwestern Mutual as a whole.
Yeah, we first partnered with Alex's Lemonade Stand several years ago, and the impetus was several members of our leadership team and our field force were experiencing pediatric cancer in their own lives in a significant way. And these people were doing things in their own community to raise money. We Northwestern Mutual has an incredible foundation that has a philanthropic footprint across many facets of our society. And this leadership group was able to educate Northwestern Mutual about the importance of childhood cancer. So here's some stats that are significant. Every day, 1,000 new children are going to be diagnosed with childhood cancer. So it is the leading cause of death for children between ages 1 and 19. And check this out. Leading cause of death, 1 and 19, but only 4% of federal government funding for cancer research is dedicated to pediatric cancer. So there's disparity there. So once those facts were known to us, you can't hide from it. Like, it is what it is, and you have to create energy and purpose behind it. Hence our affiliation with Alex's Lemonade Stand.
That 4% stat blows my mind, and it was something that when we kicked this partnership off last year was our very first go at it. We're in year two at it, doing it bigger and better than ever. But when I did learn that 4% stat, that only 4% of the federal government, that funding goes towards this, it was something that motivated me. It sparked me to really take this a step further and make sure that not only we have the best athletes representing Northwestern Mutual, Alex's, and FCS Nation and the FCS football landscape as a whole, but the fact that I now have an opportunity to make sure that my platform here at FCS Nation makes a difference in that regard was something that I felt passionate about. And I know the audience out there listening each and every week can feel that through my voice and can feel that through every athlete's voice and every managing director, every director of recruitment at Northwestern Mutual that they just spew out. It's so obvious. You can't hide it. We do a good job at being passionate about this, and the audience takes to it. And that's why $20,000 has been raised already up until this point. And we are nowhere near the playoffs right now. We're a few weeks out of the playoff selection show, and this thing is rolling. John, you talked about philanthropic leadership. I kind of want to touch on that, and it's a two-pronged question for me because I think there's nobody better to be a leader than an athlete. Collegiate athlete, they are young men who have schedules like yourself, John. Let's be honest. I mean, these guys guys are taking up 20 hours of their day dedicated to whether it's football or class, and they're giving the same amount of energy and attention as a grown man is, no matter what he does around the country. So talk about first how important it is to have athletes at the forefront of this thing and how beneficial athletes have been for you guys and why this was a no-brainer moving forward that you wanted to get involved with somebody from Furman Athletics.
Yeah, so great question. First off, athletes of Evan's caliber are leaders, right? And that leadership is manifested in their work ethic, their example and presence in school, the notoriety that they're going to have amongst the student body and population of friends and supporters. And that leadership is necessary to spread a message, right? It's, you know, here we are in a podcast world, and anybody, I guess, can throw out some commentary, but if it's not supported with a demonstrated history of leadership and presence, it doesn't mean a lot. Hence, we are very attracted to expanding a philanthropic message through partnership and young people, young leaders like Evan and a great institution like Furman University.
Evan, when you signed your national letter of intent to come play football at Furman, did at any point you think that something like this would come about? Obviously, you have family history and you go around the country and you guys have your hands in all of these pots and are making a difference in the United States of America, around the world. But for you as an individual, Evan, as an athlete at Furman, when you signed that national letter of intent, was this something that you saw in your future, or when the opportunity came, you were like, been waiting for this? Kind of, did you have that moment?
When I signed at Furman, I honestly never dreamed it would like become what it is today. I was just coming in trying to make a difference as a freshman, and here I am as a fifth year now, as a leader of the team. I'm excited. Being a leader is a gift. We're not just football players. We want to be great people on top of that. And just being able to lead the team and lead really just everybody up just to become better people every day is what it's all about. And when I got this opportunity, it was really a dream come true.
John Lebanowitz, FCS Nation, having a chat here with John Tripoli, Managing Director, Northwestern Mutual, Greenville, South Carolina, and alongside him, inside backer for the Furman Paladins, Mr. Evan DiMaggio. We here are doing what we do best, and that's being honorary captains of the week this week, the Week 12 edition. I thank you guys so much for joining me. I want to move on to the internship program, John. This is something that I love speaking to managing directors about each and every week, and I'll kind of get Evan's outlook on it as well, as he's a fifth year getting ready to launch into whatever career he chooses as a health science major. Your guys' internship program, John, is your bread and your butter. It is something that you guys hang your hat on. Talk about, this is the second prong of that original question I asked you with athletes, why it's important to bring athletes inside that World Network office and anywhere in Greenville to be interns. Why are athletes just, I don't want to say a little better, but a little more productive and efficient when it comes to being an intern? Am I lying?
No, you're spot on. And here's the thing. Our business is an incredible career, right? But it's not easy. It's hard. It is performance-based first. It requires incredible persistence, work ethic, and it isn't that it's like super rocket science, but it's hard because it requires consistency and consistency with people and doing things that often make people very uncomfortable on an everyday basis, right? Athletes, student athletes at great institutions have history of demonstrating persistency and work ethic. Two-a-day practices. And you can't fluff your grades, Furman, right? You got to show up scholastically to get the degree. So there's some work history in their undergraduate background that becomes a platform of saying, this individual has capacity to do really well. And we know that. We know that statistically. As we look at the output of interns that go into our field, their success in our company is significant. More than half of our field leadership at the highest levels is made up of former interns that got into this career post-college and have demonstrated incredible success and proficiency. So we actively look for that student athlete, that pedigree, for opportunities and what is consistently a top 10 internship program in this country.
Yes. Yes, Northwest Mutual, consistently top 10, and also the only company to be recognized as a top 100 internship program for, check me out here, 24 straight years. Yes, you heard me right, 24 straight years, top 100 since 1967. More than 52,000 college students have been a part of the internship program, 98% of them coming out of it saying it changed their life, coming out of it saying it launched them in their career and gave them the tools that they needed. It was something that you slipped in there, John, that I want to touch on and bring Evan inside for. Performance-based. That's what you guys do at Northwest Mutual, and that's all that the sport of football is, and that's all that college athletics is. This partnership, this initiative, this fight between the 11 athletes is also performance-based and also a battle. Evan, are you a competitive individual?
Yes, I would definitely say I'm very competitive when it comes to all aspects of my life.
Good, good, because you guys are up against each other. And when it comes to raising money, is there kind of a call out to Furman Paladin fans that need to get on the horse and need to become a part of this fight? If I were to give you the floor, what would you say to Paladins fans who are a tad behind the eight ball right now and are one of the most boisterous fan bases in all of the FCS? What would you say to them?
I would just say to get on the eight ball. Let's donate. I feel I'm trying to spread the message because I feel like not very many people, like, they look at it and, oh, what's Alex's lemonade stand? So just trying to spread the word and let people know how to donate as much as they possibly can.
And John, for you, if you had an opportunity to sit in front of 100 to 150 Furman Paladins fans who didn't have the context necessary to be a part of the fight that you could give them, kind of what would you say to them? How would you bring them in and be a part of this thing?
Let's go, Dins. We got to step up here. We're talking about a great purpose with Alex's lemonade stand. Every dollar matters. Show your love and support to Evan. He's a sack machine, inside linebacker. Let's help Evan win this thing.
You talk about a sack machine. When you go down Evan's honors, awards, accolades, it slowly but surely becomes a laundry list. I mean, you're talking about a 2024 SoCon Academic Honor Roll. You're talking about College Sports Communications Academic All District. He's the Defensive Player of the Week. That was last season, September 23rd week. 2023 Academic Honor Roll, All Academic Team. And that just goes on and on and on for as long as you've been in the lineup. When I look at your academics and a lot of the accomplishments you've had, trust me, we'll get to the sacks here in a second, and we'll get to some of the statistics and what you do wearing that number 39. But how seriously do you take academics? And John kind of shouted this out earlier, Evan. It's not just, you can't just show up and get A's at Furman. That's not how Furman works. How have you made that a part of your life and just wanted to be a student who just crushed college academically and then will translate it to the field?
Yeah, I take academics very seriously. That's a big reason why I chose Furman in the first place. People ask me all the time, you know, why do you choose Furman when you had this offer or this offer? And it was mainly because I love the school and I love the academics and I wanted to challenge myself in that area. It's the same as football. You just have to stay disciplined in everything you do and it'll all work out.
Evan, I think it's an understatement to call last year a breakout season for a year, because there's other words and there's other adjectives I can use. But you yourself, a central figure, John already shouted out the fact that you're a captain and you pretty much do everything for this defense. But it stands right now, the sack leader as a Paladin. Last season, you ranked among FCS leaders in pretty much every statistical category, among others, that was scoring defense, rushing defense, total defense, sacks, second most in Furman. And now we've finally gotten that to that number one spot. Played in every single game imaginable, ranked sixth in the FCS poll. You guys were contending for a national championship last year. When you look at this Furman team and where they're at right now, obviously not the record you guys want to have, not the season that you guys wanted to have had, but obviously it's not over. Plenty of ball left to be played. Where would you kind of rank this season in your performance as well?
Yeah, obviously this season has been a little bit disappointing just because we've dealt with a ton of injuries, and we're the type of team that we don't use that as an excuse. It's next man up mentality. We just go out there, try to do our best, the best we can, and we're close. We got a lot of young guys playing, but we're close. We just have to keep going on the details, and next season I think we'll have another breakout season. So excited,
John,
to see it.
And John, watching this team from a distance, what's been one of the things that you've taken away? I've already talked about the record and Evan just talked about it, but what is one thing you've taken away from a positive aspect that you've seen not only from Evan but this Furman team as a whole?
Yeah, Evan just said it. I love that next man mentality, and I've seen it out on the field And Coach Hendricks, I mean, that's how he's leading his organization. And there's an expectation that when it's your turn, you're called up, you know, it's time to show up, right? And you're supported and encouraged, not with doubt, but with certainty about capacity and capability to show up and win. And that's a cool way to lead.
I love it. And both of you guys shouted out Coach Hendricks. He's one of my favorite coaches to follow in all the FCS. What's to be said about him, Evan, of what kind of coach, what kind of man he is? What has he meant to you as you talk about you being a fifth year senior and somebody who's been in this lineup and is now a captain? Kind of what does Clay Hendricks mean to you and your life?
Yeah, he's a great leader as a coach and just as a human in general. I mean, you look at some teams and players are almost scared of their head coach because he's obviously the head guy, but it's not that way at Furman. You can just walk into his office, his door's always open. Tell him your ideas, what you're thinking, if you have a problem, and he's always there for you to talk about it. He might not tell you what you want to hear, but that's what he's there for, to make sure we make all the right decisions down the road. So he's a really great leader for the team.
And John, is he spot on with Coach Hendricks? Obviously, you guys had to kind of knock on his door and make sure that Evan checked all the boxes and that he was the guy that you wanted to represent Northwestern Mutual and Alex's in this fight against childhood cancer. But for you and your run-ins with Hendricks, was what Evan's saying kind of accurate? And kind of what have you taken away?
Yeah, I think Evan's spot on, and Coach Hendricks also, you know, when you look at how he does his calendar, the times he picks for the games and scheduling, it is that value set and prioritization that's demonstrated in all facets of life. And that's why his identification of Evan as a leader and a partner for our program was very easy for him.
Evan, East Tennessee State on deck. You guys are on the road. This is a noon kick this Saturday. How excited are you for this game? And what's the tape look like? Are you guys confident?
Yeah, I mean, watching the tape, we're always confident in our abilities. We just got to go out there and do it on Saturday. And we feel pretty confident in our game plan coming up.
Going out there and doing it on Saturday, just like Evan wants Paladin fans to go out there and donate to his name so he can win this race. Evan, tell the folks how they can do that. Get behind this, Paladin fans. Evan is going to give you the floor. It's really easy. Make sure you're paying attention.
To donate, go to fcsnationradio.com, and on the right side, you can click on the link for Alex's Lemonade Stand, see the rankings, and click and donate. And it's just a great organization to be able to donate for childhood cancer. And let's go, Dens. Let's get us a win.
And John, there are also other ways to contribute to the cause, and that's without actually having to take money out of your wallet. Tell the Paladin fans how that can take place.
It's the Lemon Top Challenge. It's really easy and fun. All you got to do is balance a lemon on your head, take a picture, and post it to a social media platform of your choice. You're going to tag Northwestern Mutual. You're going to tag Alex's Lemonade Stand, and you're going to tag Go Paladins. Every picture that is posted, $10 from the Northwestern Mutual Foundation is going out to support this cause. So let's post some pictures and raise some money.
You heard both of them. You heard Evan. You heard John. Evan, the inside backer for the Furman Paladins. John Tripoli, the managing director, Northwestern Mutual, Greenville, South Carolina. Like Evan said, FCSNationRadio.com on the right-hand side of the screen. Alex's has its own wing on the site. You can click donate, check the standings, and all 11 athletes and their names are going to come up with the dollar amount that they have raised right next to it. Click Evan's name, and it is as simple as that, folks. And as John shouted out, the Lemon Top Challenge, which is just rocking and rolling this season. Post a picture, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, lemon bouncing on your heads. Do not cheat. Tag Alex's Lemonade Stand, tag Northwestern Mutual, and hashtag GoPaladins and Northwestern Mutual. There's $10 into Evan's pot. Seriously, guys, I cannot thank you enough. I'm so excited to watch you play this Saturday, take on the Bucks. Evan, thank you so much for taking some time out of your very busy schedule and giving FCS Nation Radio some time this week.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
And John, this means a lot. Obviously, you guys have a lot going on to take time out of your week to be a part of this alongside Evan, one of the highest of caliber of athletes that we could possibly find and have on this list. And for you yourself, just cannot thank you enough for being a part of this fight with us.
You're welcome. It's an honor and really, really proud of Evan and everything he's doing.
This has been Stone Labanowitz. Stick with us during the break. When we come back, it's the pick segment. As always, you're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.
You're listening to FCS Nation on the Palmetto Radio Network.